ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيت أو تبعد من أدنيت أو تشرد من آويت أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمت.
Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. Hayhat, anta akramu min an tudayya man rabbayta. Far be it from you. You are more generous than torturing him whom you have nurtured. Aw tub'ida man adnayta. Or to banish him whom you have brought up. Aw tushajjida man awayta. Or to drive away him whom you have given an abode. Aw tusallima ila al-bala' man kafaytahu wa rahimta. Or submit to tribulation him whom you have spared and shown mercy. We said that from the beginning of creating a human till his death time, the Almighty has put him under his grace, under his mercy. Different material and spiritual blessings have been showering upon mankind only to make him love the Almighty Allah. Now, it has appeared in the Islamic sources that love is so important and belief is nothing but love. Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, belief is love and hatred. Iman is made up of hub and bughd, or love and hatred. It is also reported from Fudail bin Yasar. I asked Abu Abdullah Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about love and hatred, whether they are part of belief. And he alayhi salam replied, and is iman other than love and hatred? This is also what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says. Is religion other than love? Allah the Almighty, the Majestic says, say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. And it is only in this case that a servant experiences the sweetness and pleasure of the heart while talking to his Lord. This is what the commander of the believers is showing us in this part.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity, and despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity. No, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported, or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection.
Thank you, Allah, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So we have all been under Almighty Allah's blessing and mercies from the beginning of our creation, even before that. This is what the Holy Quran says. قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say, who gives you sustenance from the heaven and the earth? أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Who controls the hearing and the sight? Who brings forth the living from the dead and vice versa? And they will all say Allah. So this is so important for the true servant to understand where he is standing, to believe and recognize his own indigence and need, and then bring it to the Lord of the worlds. And when he is talking to the Lord, he's worshiping his Lord out of love, eagerness and yearning. I assume there is no pleasure and sweetness above it. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, who is among those who had tasted the sweetness of love and remembrance of Allah, says, O Allah, how pleasant is the taste of your love, and how sweet is the drink of your proximity. Now let us end our discussion on this excerpt of the Kumayyah supplication with a narration. The historians have reported that 300 captives were brought to Ma'an ibn Zaydah, a great commander of war. That man ordered to kill all of them. A captive boy, who had not reached puberty yet, said, O commander, by Allah, do not kill us before we drink water. Ma'an says, it's okay, let all of them drink water. When they all drank water, the young man told the commander, Commander, now that we have all drank water, all of us are your guests, and greeting the guest is a duty of the noble ones. At this scene, Ma'an said, you are right, and he ordered to free all of those captives. For sure, the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, has informed us it is far away from the beneficent Allah to chastise a servant who has always been a guest of his bountiful blessings. أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيته. We have seen you as the most generous person, so you cannot torture him whom you yourself have nurtured. You have given us a boat. You have brought us up, and you have spared us, you have shown us mercy, so you will not banish us, you will not torture us, you will not drive us away, and you will not submit us to tribulation, because we have been under your mercy from the very beginning. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through high.